maybe if you shut off all media and refrain from setting foot in a retail store during the entire month of December, it would be possible to elude the onslaught of annual holiday advertising. Christmas and Hanukkah shopping have become almost synonymous with how we observe the year-end celebrations. But now, with many personal budgets tight and a thirst for less materialism, people are taking a new look at the holidays.
For us, it's a choice not to go to the stores and buy, not to work off a big list of what that person's wants are and feed the person's desire for more things. It can be something from a yard sale, that one of our favorite gifts are the yard sale Santa gifts that are just fun.
Connie Stubbs in Waltham, Massachusetts, along with most of her family members, prefers to minimize the consumer frenzy of the holidays. They derive more satisfaction from donating to charity and giving simple gifts, bearing in mind it's the thought that truly counts. They're part of a movement known as alternative giving. It's increasingly popular in some religious communities, like the Elliott Church, a United Church of Christ congregation in nearby Newton Corner, which she attends.
I think it is so important to remember that original intent about bringing families together, about having rituals and traditions and marking the passing of time. This is what these holidays are about, and we need to reclaim these holidays from the commercial messengers.
Annie Leonard in Berkeley, California, is the author of The Story of Stuff. It details the heavy environmental impact of all the consumer merchandise we make, use, and throw away. Her video of the same title went viral online, attracting more than 10 million viewers.
Now, forget going to the shopping mall at 4 a.m. on Black Friday. Stay home with your family and celebrate your time together. It's such a rare treat to have a day off of work in the midst of this crazy holiday season. I cannot understand why people would want to go sleep in a parking lot at 2 o'clock in the morning to go shopping when you could be sleeping in, playing board games with your kids, eating leftovers, really instilling in the right kind of values in our kids about the things that actually will make us happy, which is social fabric, community, time together, not just an ever-ending flow of more stuff.
It's understandable that retailers devote such outsized attention to holiday marketing. Revenue from this period averages a fifth and sometimes as much as 40% of total annual retail sales. But the intensity around December holiday buying was not always at this fevered pitch.
I remember growing up in the Bronx and from working class family, and Christmas giving was things you needed.
Patrick O'Reilly, now living in the Boston area, is a retired public health care professional and a former Peace Corps volunteer.
We got socks and underwear. And occasionally a new shirt or something like that. And then, as we saw our generation growing up with more resources, we started to feel like we could buy more things. And then it became important to everybody that you have this celebration that said, here's how much I love you. I'm going to give you more and more things. And I only do it once a year, of course, because I only love you at a holiday. I mean, it got very strange. It switched dramatically from a day in which, in our world, we'd begin with midnight mass. And that was the center of how the Christmas day began. And now it's, when can I begin opening my presents?
It is striking that almost all spiritual celebrations are an opportunity to honor transcending the material and going to something beyond the material, to something sacred. And that is all but obscured in the consumer approach to the holidays.
You have to be more conscious as an individual and as a family as to how do you make this day represent what you want it to, as opposed to what somebody else is telling you it should represent. And then you develop traditions, and the traditions might be, instead of having a big family dinner, we go to a shelter and we serve food that day. There are ways in which we can turn it around
But the social and economic pressure to approach the holidays as a breathless buying spree is enormous.
American consumers will go to great lengths to get goods at rock-bottom prices. Some even camped outside this store in Florida before Black Friday just to be first in line. Tito Hernandez was one of them.
Definitely worth it. We're saving money, and it's, you know, a good time to get together, everybody laughing and having a good time.
And after the wait, the rush begins. Black Friday.
I remember in anthropology there was something called a potlatch where there was competitive giving, and he who gave the biggest won. So it's easy to get caught in that.
Sue Butler, a nurse and psychology researcher at Tufts University, has a long-standing interest in environmental sustainability.
A lot of the most meaningful things, I think, are not money-based. Like the ornaments on the tree, I have some from my children, some from my sister, and patients would leave me ornaments on my door. So I've kept those, and they're treasures, and I think I know who left it. You know, so that's been wonderful. Every year I remember those people. But also, the giving of experience is really important. One lady had given her husband a month's pass to the public transportation network in Boston, and they spent a month visiting and exploring the entire T system, which I thought was wonderful.